This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Ghostbusters reboot is out this weekend, the all-female reboot, I am obliged to add, because that has somehow become something of an issue with this film. The original came out in 1984, a time when movies and the movie industry were quite a bit different than they are now. Fewer superheroes, more rom-coms, those are pretty obvious. Other differences, though, are more subtle, like, just for instance, the way working women are portrayed. Hadley Freeman is the author of Life Moves Pretty Fast, The Lessons We Learn from 80s Movies and Why We Don't Learn Them from Movies Anymore.
I've always loved 80s movies. About things like the depiction of female characters and social issues, they are amazingly progressive compared to American films now. Women are often equal to the men in their professions. You don't have a woman being less powered than a man in a job in an 80s movie, even in couples. Think of movies, for example, like Baby Boom in particular. Baby Boom is about a high-powered executive called JC, played by Diane Keaton at her most high-poweredness.
Your managers are effective, your workers motivated. According to your data, your margins could be the highest in the industry.
And she inherits a baby from a cousin who dies. And this causes total chaos in her world. Because of inheriting this baby, she's not made partner. Her boss makes it clear she can't really stay at the bank. So she leaves and moves to Vermont to live in a farmhouse. And while she's there, she invents gourmet baby food, and she becomes incredibly high-powered again, and it's about what happens then. There's a lot of reasons why movies don't talk about these things anymore. The main reason is that movies are no longer just made for America. It means that studios are really thinking, will this play in China? Will this play in Russia? And as a result, they often are very conservative in their messages. Instead, they have superheroes. You really don't see high-powered women in movies today unless they are being horribly or being brought low in some kind of humiliating way. That's not how women were depicted in movies even in the 40s. But now we have a much more retrograde vision of women in the workplace.
That was Hadley Freeman. Her book is called Life Moves Pretty Fast, The Lessons We Learn from 80s Movies and Why We Don't Learn Them from Movies Anymore.